So the suttas speak of someone who has attained the final goal as having laid down the burden. I was wondering if you could explain what this means. What is the burden and how does one put it down?
The burden is the burden of identification with things that make up your existence, identification with existence. And by that I mean aggregates. So, identification with the components of what make your world up, your experience up. And that in Buddhist terminology is the five aggregates. So laying down the burden is removing the assumption in regard to those aggregates that they are what I am. Because by identifying with the body, by saying or viewing viewing it as this is who I am, what I am, well, whatever the body goes to, that is your burden. That is the burden you will carry, the body, because you're taking it up as yours. Thus you will feel the weight of it, whatever, wherever it goes, whatever happens to it. So decay, the energy of growth, the depletion, when it's depleted, the sickness, the agitation, the fever, the itches, that's all yours as well. So you might like to focus on the pleasant parts of the body, the pleasant experiences, but that's even all those pleasant experiences are wrapped up within the weight and burden of the body as a whole, which if you can see that, far outweighs the little pleasures you have, the actual having to eat and live and clean it and all that's what the body is for you, not these little pleasures you get from it, from the taste, a bit of sugar.
And how does how does that identification then come to be? How can one undo that?
And so the way to free yourself from that identification, from the burden, is to actually see the burden, to have a real perspective on the body, as I've just said, what the body really is. Because when you see the larger context of the body, or the true nature of the body, the disgusting nature of it, the burdensomeness of it, your mind will turn away from it. There won't be this delighting in it, and thus this identification with it.
So what you're saying then is that identification comes through, and it's maintained through delighting in the body, finding pleasure in the body.
Yeah, but you only have that because you don't see the body for what it is. You're just focusing on the small, insignificant pleasures, not the bigger picture of it.
So if you were to stop focusing on small pleasures, stop pursuing them, stop acting out of them, would that make identification with the body diminish?
Yes. Likewise with other aggregates, and particularly feeling. You don't see the whatever you feel, you're just automatically, that's you, that's what you feel like. You're identified with it instantaneously. But if you just step back for a while and try to gain a perspective through the various means of virtue and self and self-restraint, try to investigate feelings, are you in control of those feelings? Do they come randomly? You can try to aim for pleasure, but doesn't really always work out to the extent that you want it to work out. And even when it does, it doesn't stay as long as you want. And so if you're identified with that, and not even if you're identified with feelings, you don't even see feelings actually. And whatever that, wherever that feeling goes, so will you go. Your mind will change accordingly. So when it's up, pleasant, you're up, you're happier, everything's great, and then all of a sudden it changes to pain. That pleasure's gone, and you're extremely depressed. And that whole up and down makes the situation so much worse, because it shows you, it feels like you're not in control of yourself, really. That will breed anxiety, suffering. So even when you have pleasure, even when you get the feeling that you want, at the back of your mind, there's always that sense and sensitivity to, I can't keep this pleasure. It's going to be lost. Because you know deep down that it's, you can't hold on to it. And that is a burden. Feeling is actually a burden. Identification with feeling is a burden. So in brief, the laying down of the burden is just that, is the realization of the true nature of the body, the true nature of feelings, that it, those things are not yours. They don't belong to you. They come and go as they please. They don't even know you or care about you and your wishes. And by identifying with those things, you're going to suffer. And the Arahant, the noble disciple, has laid down that burden of identification by seeing the nature of it, of those things, and laying it down. Then it doesn't matter what happens to the body, what experiences might occur. There is no burden, because you're not, there's nobody taking it up. There's no identification anymore. Identifier, ownership.